Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most businesses are aware that loans are available through the U.S. Small Business Administration, but our next guest says there remains a lot of confusion about the actual loan process and the various types of loan programs. Frank Anderson is a lender relations specialist with the South Carolina District Office of the SBA in Columbia. Today he's in our studio. Frank, welcome.
Thank you, Mike.
Give us an overview, first of all, of SBA lending.
Okay. First of all, I want to say, you know, the SBA, we are a government agency. We started back in 1953. Our main purpose is to help small businesses to start, to grow, and succeed. We do have a loan guarantee program. Most people are under the impression that we give direct loans. We actually guarantee the loan to the lender. Traditional banks, credit unions, also non-traditional lending institutions as well.
As a lender relations specialist, then, you are talking all the time to these banks.
Yes, sir. My job is to go out to recruit the banks, train them, and handle whatever issues they may have with processing a loan or whatever application.
And so why would a small business want an SBA guaranteed loan versus just going direct to the bank and getting a normal commercial loan?
Well, that's a great question. First of all, when they do apply for the loan, the bank is considering doing that loan themselves. That's called a conventional loan. However, some small business owners may be a startup business. If you've been in business for less than 2 years, you are considered a startup business. Some lenders will not test that without a guarantee. And there's other issues. Credit may be not up to par. May have insufficient collaterals. So there are multiple reasons why that individual would need a SBA guaranteed loan.
Do you have a list of the local banks that are SBA lenders?
Yes, we participate, but most of the banks in our market are participating lenders. One of the first questions I always ask them is, who do you bank with? I try to refer them back to their own bank first because of the established relationship. Then also ask them, what's the purpose of the loan? If I'm familiar with a lender that may be closer relates to that, or a lender has more experience with that, or something that fits them, that may refer them to that lender as well. Particularly like our microloan program. Our microloan program ranges from $500 to $50,000. So if I had someone who needed a loan in that range and probably didn't have the best credit, I know some of my microlenders will lend to a borrower with credit scores in the 500s.
Now, I'm assuming since an SBA guaranteed loan offers a little more flexibility to the borrower in terms of credit ratings, being a new business, et cetera, that the interest rates are probably higher.
Not necessarily. Particularly some of our loan programs, such as our 7(a) loan program, we kind of restrict that rate. The most I can charge on a standard 7(a) loan is prime plus 2.75%. So we're still talking about a single-digit rate.
And I'm assuming in today's age of technology, you can handle a lot of this online?
Yes. There's lots of information on our website. And actually, there are tutorials on the website that are available 24 hours a day. That there's like a template for a business plan. So someone who's looking for a business plan can go there and start the business plan. They can work on it, actually save it, and go back later to complete it as well.
And it will match them up with a recommended lender as well?
Yes, there's a tool called Lender Match. There's a quick questionnaire. It goes out to all the lenders who will sign up for that tool. And those lenders have 48 business hours to review the questionnaire and determine if that customer is a match for them. If they are, they'd be given their contact information where they can reach out to the borrower and follow the process with them there.
What's your most popular loan program right now?
The most popular, I would say, is the standard 7(a) loan. Buying a business, buying real estate, furniture and fixtures, working capital, all the things that most small business loans can be done for, the standard 7(a) represents as well.
And is there a minimum and maximum for that?
The maximum is $5 million. The minimum is probably as low as $1,000 or $2,500. It depends how low the lender is willing to approve a loan for.
Well, Frank, we have just about a minute left. Can you share with us a couple of tips that you share with individual businesses when you are referring them over to a bank?
Yeah. One of the biggest tips we would ask them to do is research. Research doesn't cost anything to do, so we would tell them research their process, research what lenders they may want to use, go to the bank's website or either visit the banks and find out what their requirements are. Second thing I would say, get a business plan. We have resource partners that can assist them with a business plan free of charge, so in contact us, we'll put them in contact with those resource partners who can assist them with the business plan.
Frank, thanks for stopping by our studio today.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure.
Frank Anderson is a lender relations specialist with the South Carolina District Office of the U.S. Small Business Administration in Columbia. We will have a link to his office posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also connect with us through links to our social media network. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.